Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for us to run this time.
It's time for us to run this
time.
To the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. And we would like to welcome you to Sister for this Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. At the top of the program, you heard Ariana Grande singing the title of our program this evening, Love is Everything. Now, I'm your host, Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm here with my beautiful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please bow with us as Evangelist Michelle takes us to the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. If we could all just close our eyes and bow our heads as we come humbly before the throne of grace. Oh, gracious God, we come humbly before your throne, just in spirit and in truth, just asking you to just hear our prayer, Father God. Lord God, first I just want to thank you, Father, for just being who you are. I thank you for being loving and so kind, Lord God. I thank you for blessing me this opportunity
yes,
to come
Lord.
Before your mighty throne of grace and to stand in the gap for your children, Lord God. For some are in need of one thing and some are in need of another. But, Father God, we know you are a God that sit high and look low. And, Lord, you know the need of each and every one of your children, just as you
yes.
know the hair of each of our heads, Father God. Bless now, Lord, the sick and the afflicted all over this
yes,
land,
Jesus.
Lord. Bless the homeless, the hopeless, the lost, and the lonely. Lord, give shelter to the shelterless, hope to the hopeless, Father God. Help those that are lost and those that don't know their way, Father God. Show them back to their way. Be a light unto their feet, Father God, showing them back to the way. You are that way, Father God. So just
yes.
be the light back to you. Father God, I ask that you just shine a light in the nation's capital, Father God.
Yes, Jesus.
Help them there, Father God, for we know even though a new head has been elected, there's still turmoil there, Father God. So
yes.
we ask as things begin to get settled there. We ask that it can be a smooth transition, Father God, and all will be well in the months to come. Father God, I ask that you bless marriages all over the world, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Bind them, Father God, together, Father God. Help them to just remember their sacred bonds that they made, Father God. I ask that you just bless all widows and widowers all over the world, Father God. Bless and lift up the elderly all over the world, Father God. Bless those
yes,
that are
Lord.
Challenged with mental issues, Father God, for we know that during these times of the COVID, they're going through different situations right now, being in the stay-at-home orders, Father God. We ask that you just help them, Father God, right now as they are facing different challenges being in the home, Father God. Help
yes,
them to
Lord.
Maintain being in the home and help them to maintain their medications for those that are on medications. Father
yes.
God, we ask that you be a shield of protection around all of our youth right now and those
yes.
That are trying to study and keep up their studies in school right now, Father God. We ask you be a shield of protection around their minds, Father God, that they could just stay focused on their studies as they're challenged are different now. They have to be more focused on computer instead of being in the classrooms right now, Father God. And we know that's difficult for some. So we ask that you just be there for you, for them, and lead and guide them, as with the teachers as well, Father God, because it's new challenges for them and for the school district, Father God. We ask
yes.
that you just be there for them as well. We ask that
yes,
you be
Jesus.
A shield of protection around all of servant leaders all around the world,
yes.
Father God, and help them to implement what needs to be implemented in their services, Father God, that they
yes,
can lead
Lord.
And protect your people right now, Father God, because their services are being challenged on every hand right now, and the people of God are hungry right now, and we know that right now, Lord God, some churches will reopen and some won't reopen, Father God. So we just ask that those that will reopen when you say so, Lord God, that they will reopen
yes.
in your name and not in their name, and that they will reopen and have the things that their people need. Oh, Lord
yes.
God, I thank you.
Yes,
for
Lord.
This network and all of the servant leaders who are a part of the program. I thank you for
yes,
Bishop Cook
Lord.
And the things that she put out for the people. I thank you for all of the listeners who tune in every night all over the globe to get the word that all of the servant leaders put out and all of the knowledge that they put out so that they could be just more filled and that they could be more knowledgeable in you, Lord God. And we just ask that you just continue to pour in us, Father God, so we can pour in your people, so we can be more knowledgeable of you. We ask that you bless this program tonight so we can be more helpful and impact the people. In Jesus' name, we just ask that you continue to help us to help others. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister, for that beautiful prayer. And first and foremost, we would like to just thank all of you for joining the Spirit Alive family of ministries as we head towards Christmas. Now, I know that we all understand that due to COVID-19, this Christmas is not going to be like Christmases of the past, because I'm sure I'm not the only person that has heard people murmuring and complaining about how they're going to get their shopping done with the social distancing and, you know, or when they can go to the stores when they're the least people. And then there's those that got on Amazon and went crazy, but then now they're upset because they're scared their packages will all get bottlenecked with all the other Christmas packages. So tonight, we came to remind some of us that Christmas is not about the toys, the clothes, the electronics, or the bling, because when it comes to Christmas, love is everything. You see, Christmas is a day that remembers the birth of Christ Jesus. It was the day that God became man and dwelt among us, for he is, he was, and will be Emmanuel, God with us. So in this way, observing Christmas is a tradition that stands above all others because it is not reserved for one nation or one culture. Rather, the birth of Christ is for all of the world. It's for all people at all times and all places. And this observance is passed down in order to communicate God's love to the world. As John 3:16 puts it, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Now, maybe you don't think of John 3:16 as a Christmas verse, but it is. "For God so loved the world, he gave his Son." So what is the giving of the Son but a pregnant reference to the Christ child born to give his life as a ransom for the sins of the world? This is what Christmas is all about. And it is this observance that started, sweetens, and sanctifies all others, because it tells us love is not a human emotion worked up by the giving of gifts and gains. Christmas is a celebration of Christ's birth. It's a tradition that passes down the good news that God's love has come down. And in John 3:16, we can truly see why love is everything for us at Christmas time. On the first Christmas day, God gave us the greatest gift we will ever receive. That gift was his only Son, Jesus. John 3:16 is one of the best known verses in the Bible, and I believe that there is no other single Bible verse that sums up the Christmas story better than this one does. It says, "For God." God is a familiar word, but one that needs to be defined. You see, God is not a reference to some God of our own making. It is not a generic reference to a divine being that different religions call by different names. No, the God that we're talking about in 3 John 3:16 is the God of the Bible. Ha! The God of Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham. It is a reference to the maker of the universe, the Lord of history, the righteous judge, and the almighty redeemer. Specifically, it's the reference to God the Father who sent his Son into the world. It is not a generic reference to deity. It is a personal word of address to the God who far exceeds anything else in creation. Now, first, if you look at this verse, it tells us the motivation for God giving us his only son. It says, for God so loved the world. Now, people have different reasons for doing good towards others. Some do good towards others because of guilt. Some do good because the law requires them to do so. Others do good out of some sense of moral obligation. But you see, God was not motivated by any of these. Rather, he was only motivated by his love, because he is loved, and he so loved the world. This is the God of Christmas and the one who sends his love by sending his son. For God so loved the world that he gave. Too often we make this verse a sentimental greeting card. You know, like the ones we see with the teddy bear on the front of the greeting card that says, how much do I love you? And the inside of the card gives the answer, this much, with the bear's arms open wide. We apply this greeting card reading to John 3:16 and we get, how much does God love the world? So, so, so much. Hallelujah. And yes, God's love is infinite. But that's not how we should read John 3:16. For you see, the so that we see in this scripture is a word that relates to how God loves us, not how much he loves us. This is the message. God loved the sinful world in this way. He gave his son. How does a sinful world stand in the presence of a holy God? It doesn't. Not without some means of propitiation. And this is what gave means. God gave his son to pay the penalty for our sin and to remove all obstacles to his unconditional love. As scripture teaches, God is a consuming fire. He, declared and decreed in Hebrews 12:29, it says his wrath burns like the husband who just learned his wife's infidelity. How can that holy, righteous God share his love with a sinful, idol-worshiping world? Here's the answer. God gave his son. The son, who is God, became a man to pay man's debt. In love, the father sent his son, and the son willingly obeyed his father and became the gift God gave to save the world. In other words, love, hallelujah, loved the world so much that he gave love, which is his son, who loved us so much that he would die for our sins. Centuries ago, a man by the name of Anselm asked the question, why did God become man? And his answer included two truths that led to one conclusion. Only a man can pay the debt humanity owed to God, but only God had the resources to pay the debt. Therefore, God had to become man. And wonderfully, this is what he did. God gave his own son into the hands of wicked men so that by his death, God's wrath could be satisfied by his own loving gift. The Son of God took the place of the world so that the world could be saved eternal death. Secondly, this verse reveals a demonstration of God's love. On that first Christmas day, he gave his only begotten son. Now, let's just stop and think about this point from God's perspective. God is omniscient. He knows the past, the present, and the future. Therefore, he knew that when he gave his son to be our savior, that he would be subjecting him to a barbaric death on the cross. This we know because God revealed the sufferings of Christ to Isaiah the prophet almost 700 years ahead of the death of Christ. But in spite of that, God gave us his only son. This was the demonstration of God's love for us. And thirdly, this verse reveals the objective of God's love. He gave his only son that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the good news of the Christmas story. God gave his son to save us from our sins. The Christmas story continues. The good news of John 3:16 is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. One way we celebrate Christmas today is through giving and receiving gifts. But we will never receive any gift comparable to the gift God gave us in the person of his son, Jesus. Jesus is the perfect gift for every one of us. We were all born lost and bound for hell. It does not matter what the color of your skin is, how much money you have, or how little you have. It doesn't matter how educated you are, or how uneducated you are, how smart you are, or how mentally challenged you are. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are. Jesus is exactly what every one of us needs to save us from our sin. Thank God for his priceless Christmas gift. This is what John 3:16 teaches us about Christmas. And that all who believe in the Son may find life and love in him. And that's why we celebrate Christ's birth. It is not merely another tradition of the world. It is the good news that God's love has come into the world, making a way for sinners who repent and believe to have life in the gift of his son. So I truly do believe that John 3:16 is one of the best ways to explain the true meaning of Christmas in just a few words. Because no one has ever, nor will they ever be able to outdo what God has already done. No one will ever be able to give a greater gift than the one that God has already given. Christmas means a lot of things to different people. To some, it's a time of shopping and spending, a time of drinking and carousing, a time of traveling and entertaining. But for those of us that are in a loving personal relationship with Jesus Christ, Christmas is a time of remembering the great love that God had and has for each and every one of us. He loved us and loves us so much that he spared not his only son that we might be saved. We remember the uniqueness of his life, his teachings, his miracles, his prophecies, his death, and his resurrection. We remember all those humble but great people surrounding the Christmas story, people like Mary and Joseph, Zacharias and Elizabeth, Anna, Simeon, the shepherds and the wise men. Christmas is a time of loving. People make a special effort to be a little kinder, a little more considerate of others, and a little more generous during the Christmas season. They get involved in such things as Christmas caroling, toys for the needy, meals for the mixed fortunate, etc. It is a time for reaching out to others with love and concern. God so loved the world, let us never forget us. Get that. He so loved the world. In all of our preaching, teaching, evangelizing, etc., let us always remember that the motivation for all this is the love of God for lost sinners. He really cares about us. So we should care as he cares. We should love as we love, he loves. Christmas is a time of giving, for God so loved the world that he gave. Let me tell you something. Love cannot look with indifference on the hungry and the sick and the lonely lost souls of this world. No, see, when we truly are open to the true meaning of Christmas, love has to give. God gave all he could give. He gave his only begotten son. This gift was freely given, lovingly given, graciously given to all of us who were undeserving sinners. Christ shared our human nature that we might receive his divine nature. Day by day, those who receive him are being transformed into his image until we all come into the full stature of the perfected children of God, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Christmas time, it's a time of forgiving because we're talking about love is everything. God was willing to forgive us. He was willing to show mercy to a sinful, lost, and dying world. Now, what I want to ask us today is, do we possess his forgiving spirit, or is our spirit a judgmental one that looks down upon others? Or do we suffer in silence and remain victims because we're waiting on someone to give us an apology that we're just not going to get? You know what? We need to forgive them and let it go for our own sake as well as theirs. Because how can we possibly say Merry Christmas out of our mouths if we're holding grudges in our hearts? Is there someone you may need to forgive today? And Christmas time is a time of rescuing. God rescued us by his love and mercy. He saved us from perishing. Without Christ, we are without life and headed for an eternity without God, forever separated from him who made us and longs to save us. He wants us to inherit eternal life. We are all descendants of a dying race, but for the grace of God, we would all likewise perish. Christmas time is a time of changing because the Christ of Christmas changes us. He makes us new creatures. All things become new for us. We have new goals, new ideas, new direction, and new hope. And Christ always changes people for the better. Christmas time is a time of rejoicing. Rejoicing in God's unmerited grace. Rejoicing in the release of forgiveness. Rejoicing in a new life with a new mission. What does Christ coming into this world mean to you? Have you received him as your Lord and Savior? If not, I encourage you to come to him right now, right where you are. Just drop and tell him that you are a sinner and ask him to forgive you and to come into your life and to save you. So, my brothers and sisters, this Christmas season, I want you to enjoy all your family Christmas traditions that have been passed down, but I don't want you to trust those to fill your heart with love, because only God's love and the gift of his son can do that. And thankfully, that is good news for everyone. So when it comes to Christmas, I hope you now understand why love is everything. God bless you and Merry Christmas. Over to you, Michelle. Evangelist Michelle.
Thank you, Bishop. Oh my gosh, that was so beautiful. Now we ask ourselves, why do we love? We love for many different reasons, as my dear sister has already stated. But we must constantly remind ourselves that real love is constant and unconditional, as she also stated. It can't be bought. Real love can't be bought, like these monetary gifts that she talked about, that many will go out and hustle and bustle to go and purchase and buy at the last minute. You know, some people will go out and retrieve these gifts, you know, and some of them will, at the last minute, you know, you'll see them, oh, I forgot about this person, I forgot about that person, and then they'll go rush out and, you know, they have their little list and they check off this person and they'll check off that person. And so will you make the cut? Will you make the cut of the certain people in your life's Christmas list? Let me tell you, I'd rather be on Jesus' list, the book of life. I'd rather make the list of the people that's on God's personal list of the book of life than to be on somebody's temporary Christmas list. Because as she stated, these are just temporary things, you know, just Christmas gifts and things of that nature. You know, yes, it's a good thing, you know, we go out and we show people. I'm not saying that we can't go and do nice things for people, but Christmas should be every day. We should show kind acts of gratitude, you know, every day. Yes, I know that we all can't purchase things every single day, but you can say a kind word or, you know, have a good gesture to somebody every day. Those things are free. Having a kind word to somebody doesn't cost a thing. You know, God gave his son, Jesus, he gave his life. The good news is that life was given, and that was the greatest gift ever given. There will never, ever be a greater gift than that. It can never, ever be done again. It can never be duplicated, and it can never be outdone. It is the most rememberable gift ever given. Nobody can ever give it again. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And guess what? It's still giving till this day. So when you think about giving somebody a gift, give them Jesus. Teach them, tell them about Jesus. Introduce them to Christ Jesus. Tell them about Christ Jesus. Give them a little Bible. Give them a Bible reading. Write it down on a piece of paper. Put it in a Christmas card. You know, if you don't have much, you can just write a little tract and give that to them as a gift. Sometimes the smallest things, you know, reaches the heart. You know, as long as it's something that is kind, you never know. Sometimes the smallest things reaches the heart, and that makes the biggest impact on someone's life. Sometimes we think that it's not much, but sometimes, you know, little is much when it's put in the master's hand. So never think that your kind gestures doesn't mean much, because when God puts his final touches on it, it becomes
perfect
when God breathes on it. So think about that. Put your thoughts and prayers on it, and let God breathe on it, and it will become much in the master's hand. God bless you. We love you. And remember, love is everything at the end of the day. Love is everything.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, now, if you want to add put your praise on it, hallelujah, now is the time. We're going to get our Spirit Alive family involved and all of you involved. If you would like to wish someone a Merry Christmas, if you would like to just make a comment or ask a question, you can do so by pressing 1 on your keypad, and I will bring you on live into the studio so you can get your praise on. For the Spirit Alive family, tonight I'm going to start, I think I'm going to start with the Holloways, Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Amen. Would you like to have a word this evening?
Amen, amen. Always love to speak up for Jesus. God is just so good, and we just thank God for God sending his son. And this is a wonderful time of the year. And for me, it's a time I love the colors. I love to decorate. But I love Jesus, and I love to say that Jesus is the reason for every season. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't even have the other three seasons. So I just thank God for his love. And I remember years ago, Tina Turner would sing the song, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" Love has everything to do with it. For God so loved the world. Very appropriate scripture, Bishop.
Amen.
Wonderful. God is so good, and we just love the Lord, love God, love this season, love to tell people about Jesus. And here's Apostle.
Amen.
We give God praise, and we give God glory. We thank God for him sending his son Yes. That he was our perpetuation, that he was our go-between. He came through 42 generations and he preached to the captives and he set folks free. But he died so that we might be completely free, that we might be reconciled back to God. We thank God for this time that we celebrate. We thank God for his son. If it wasn't for his son, I don't know. I know I'd be on a banana peel and one foot in hell. But because of Jesus, and we accepting him as our Lord and Savior, we thank God for the opportunity to turn and be reconciled. We have to have a mind. We have to have the mind to accept him. There are those that are many out there who don't even have the mind. So we must continue to pray. Pray for the lost. Pray for them that don't even have the mind. So we give God praise, glory, and honor tonight that we have a chance to be reconciled back to him.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Apostle. That was beautiful. Mother Matty, good evening, ma'am. I see you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, Bishop Cook? Evangelist Michelle Scott, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, Apostle, and her husband. God bless you all. God is so worthy to be praised. I always say he's my will in the middle of a will. He's my rose of Sharon. He's my bright morning star. He's my lily of the valley. He's my bridge over troubled water. He's my Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's my Jehovah Nisi, the Prince of Peace. Jehovah Shalom. He reigns the victory. We just thank God for Jesus. They are everything. They are our heavenly fathers, but they are everything that we need. I thank them because I don't know where I would be today. And I lift up all the bereaved families as well that are born, that losing lost ones. Like my mother said, every year carries this number, and it does. You hear so many deaths at the end of the year.
Mm.
But I thank God for the mother that I had. She gone home to glory. November 6th was 24 years. My mother been gone home to glory. And I thank her. I thank her for the way she raised me. I thank her for her words of wisdom. And above all, I thank her for teaching me about the Lord. We are supposed to teach the children, young people, about the Lord. And thank the mother for that. And you train that child the way that child should go. And when they get older, they will not depart from the gospel.
That's right.
My mother rest in eternal peace. I thank her for that. And Jesus is the reason for the season. We celebrate Christmas. Some people do to give gifts. But Jesus is the reason for the season because it's all about God and his son. So we just thank Father God for King Jesus. We thank him because of what Jesus did. We have a chance to have eternal life in heaven. So heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. And the prayer of the righteous, the will of much around the throne of God, and the righteous, the afflictions of the righteous are many, but God will deliver them out of every one of them, and not one of their bones will be broken. So I just thank Father God for Jesus. And Father God, say, I am that I am. And we need to be still and know that God is God. No matter what's going on, God is in control. King Jesus is in control. And God bless you all. I thank you all for coming on every week, giving your words of wisdom, knowledge, and help and resources to people, reaching out to people. I thank you. Bishop Cook and Evangelist Michelle Scott, I thank you.
We love you.
I thank you because it's so very needed. Thank you. God bless you all. May you all have a wonderful and blessed Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Amen, Mother Menti. We love you. All right, Apostle Zeta, come on in the room, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful messages through both of you, Bishop Shirley Cook and Evangelist Scott. Beautiful. Well spoken. And as well as those that have shared, I was listening to the comments, very, very right on comments for this season. And this is the time of the year that we really can reach people because, you know, they really are looking for love. Families, you know, people apart from their families, and I'm not talking about COVID, but just in general, it happened, and people have loved ones that have gone on, and it's a lonely period for some. So this is really a great time to really reach out every time, every season is. But now reaching out, I believe that, you know, we can really draw people to Christ this time of the year, especially.
Yes.
So I've been reaching out to some, and I'm going to continue doing so past Christmas, as I always do. But I just was thinking about that. This is a time of the year, and probably more so this Christmas than ever. I was listening to Apostle Holloway saying that, you know, this all that Jesus did was for the blessing us to be able to be reconciled.
Mm-hmm.
And and he also mentioned the fact that, you know, about it having to be in the mind. People,
yes.
They need to have the mind of Christ.
My mindset to want to, yes.
They need to, people need to want him in their lives. They want to, they need to be,
yes,
open. And so that's where we come in, to really let them know, praise God, that we all need Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
This is a time to really, really share the good news, to really,
yes,
really put it out there, let them know that what it's all really all about, what this season is,
yes,
really about. That yes, we are celebrating the birth of Christ, but we're also celebrating the fact that he did what he did so that we could be saved. So that we,
yes, amen.
So that we could enter in heaven one day and be with him forever and ever. And so,
yes,
we need to share. It's so important to share the good news, share our testimonies. You know, if you're not a minister of the gospel, there is always something to share. If you
can
know
always
Jesus
say something
for yourself,
good about Jesus,
and you have been saved, you can always tell him about your life,
yes,
where he brought you from. Amen. And where he's,
amen,
taking us to.
Praise, amen,
God. And we stay with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I enjoyed everything.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and I know people go, John 3:16. I don't usually think of that as a Christmas scripture. And I said, it's perfect because he's giving us a gift. In giving us a gift, he was giving of himself. You know,
amen.
God was, it was like he said, you know what, if he could have, you know, if he wanted teacher, if a teacher could have saved us, you know, he would have sent a great teacher, which Jesus was. But, you know, but if,
amen,
he, or if Moses could have saved us, he would have had Moses save us. If Abraham,
amen,
could have saved us, he would have had Abraham save us. But he sent,
amen,
him, he came down and did the job himself. And that's why,
yes,
I say, during the Christmas season, it is so important to give of yourself, to give love, to show love.
Yes.
Because like you said, it doesn't cost a thing to smile at somebody. It doesn't
Amen.
Cost a thing, you know, to call somebody on the phone and say, hey, I was just thinking about you. You know, are you
mm-hmm.
okay? Do you have everything that you need? Can I go to the store
mm-hmm.
for you? I don't even have a car, but I walk to the store with my little cart for people that can't get out. You know, I mean, hey, it works, you know. But
Amen.
That means, you know, because like I say this all the time, people, you can get some of the most wonderful gifts, and when you get them, you love them. You know what I'm saying? But as time goes on, you know, and the years go by, you know, you'll forget all about that gift or forget who gave you that gift. But when you give of yourself, when you demonstrate that love, you just sit and hold someone's hand that has lost a loved one. You just sit there and you bring over some food, or, you know, you take the kids to do something or whatever the case may be. People forget the gifts that you give them, but they never forget how you make them feel. So, you know, you might say something to a homeless man or woman, and you know what? That will be the highlight of their Christmas. And they will tell other people how this lady or this gentleman came bopping down the street and spoke to them and got them a coffee. And, you know, they'll never forget that.
Amen.
So we just Amen. Make sure that we give of ourselves this Christmas. If we can't give anything
Amen.
Else, we can give of ourselves. We can pray for those that are
yeah.
out there. We can pray, and we can just simply, you know, and don't go for the grandiose. Some people, they feel like, you know, if they can't put on a big production, you know, they just don't want to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? God honors the smallest things, because like
yeah.
she said, by the time the Lord puts his finger on it and stirs it up and sends it on where it needs to go, that's the perfect gift.
Amen.
But sometimes, many a day, I don't need, you know, I have food to eat, a roof over my head. I even have a little change in the bank. But what I really want is a hug. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
You know, that's what I really want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Sometimes I really, you know, I've got the material things I need. But what I really enjoy is a phone call from my sister Michelle, or from Apostle
Amen.
Zeta, or from the Holloway. You know,
Amen.
That's what I really want.
Amen.
You know, so when you give of yourself, when you show them that love is everything, then they will dare
Thank
to believe.
You.
That love is everything.
Yes.
Like Apostle Holloway said, they have to believe that God
yes.
so loved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
They've got to believe mm-hmm. that, you know, their salvation came to earth. Love came to earth. You know, their peace,
mm-hmm.
their joy came to earth. Their redemption
mm-hmm.
and reconciliation came to earth. But they have to believe that.
Yeah.
So we just praise God that you all joined us tonight. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. I'd like to thank my beautiful co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And, of course, I want to thank the Spirit Alive family, Apostle mm-hmm. Edwin Holloway, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and, of course, our mother and dear friend, Mother Matt T, we are so glad she
yes.
was in the house.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And remember, love is indeed everything. We love you.
Oh, yes.
Good night. And God bless.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Love you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a
good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Love you all.